tweet at TodaySOR.
Now, I just see my colleague, our health correspondent, Fergal Barrs, reporting that new updated projections on the number of possible acute hospital admissions and admissions to intensive care units due to COVID-19 are expected to be published this evening by the Department of Health, and that RTE News understands that the figures will be significantly lower than those in a recent worst-case confidential internal modelling exercise by some HSE experts. New figures will show also that the percentage of cases testing positive has risen slightly since the introduction of new testing criteria early last week. Now, I'm joined by Aoife Barry, assistant news editor at thejournal.ie, and by Brian Redden, producer and director. Normally, they're sitting in the same studio, but this time it's different. but they can still take us through what movies, gigs and exhibitions you should be getting out or perhaps seeing over the next month or so, maybe not getting out. First of all, you have both got Disney, I think, on your list. So let's start with that. Brian, you've had it since Friday. What is it and how much is it, and is it worth it?
It's worth every single penny of it. I have six children under the age of 16 isolated in the house at the moment. So every day I pray to the gods of Disney for sending me Disney Plus. It's the best money I ever spent in my entire life. It's $6.99 a month, or it's $69.99 for a year. And it's brilliant. I mean, it's basically all Disney's back catalogue. And of course, Disney hoovered up pretty much everything in the last year. So they now own Marvel, they own Pixar, they own the Star Wars universe, National Geographic, they own The Simpsons. So pretty much everything from all of that canon of movies and TV shows is on Disney Plus. And I mean, it's €6.99 a month, and you get a week free trial, so you can try it for a week if you don't like it. But for my kids in particular, I mean, they haven't stopped watching it. I mean, there's just, particularly for the back catalogue of Disney movies, which are difficult enough to get at the best of times. Disney used to have a policy of releasing them only very rarely and usually on anniversaries, and now they're all there at the touch of a button. It is pretty amazing. I think one downside of it is that it doesn't have a lot of original programming. One program it does has is one called The World According to Jeff Goldblum, and it's an absolutely crazy kind of a travel series with Jeff Goldblum exploring stuff that is occupying his mind, and that's kind of surreal and out there. But apart from that, of classic Disney movies and Marvel movies and the whole Pixar back catalogue, best money I ever spent.
Aoife, can you top that? I mean, you've found a new series there, I think, which you're recommending.
Yeah, well, I think anybody who's been on the internet over the last while will have seen these photographs of Baby Yoda, as they're being called. It's this really, really cute character that looks like a tiny baby version of Yoda from the Star Wars films. And people have probably been wondering, you know, where the hell did Baby Yoda come from? And Baby Yoda stars in this new series, one of the original series on Disney Plus, called The Mandalorian, which is created by Jon Favreau, and it's part of the whole Star Wars universe. So it's basically set 5 years after Return of the Jedi, and 25 years before The Force Awakens. So, you know, they can kind of make up and do whatever they want with the Star Wars universe at this point. They can literally make as many movies as they want to, but this is the TV series. So you've got Pedro Pascal playing a bounty hunter, and it's an interesting series, I think, because there's not a huge amount of dialogue. There's, you know, it's kind of slow moving. So even if you're kind of maybe not in the mood for you know, really intense action, you get little spots of action, and then you're kind of wondering what it's building up to. And then you get the very cute Baby Yoda, who I have to say is a real treat when your head is a bit melted with all the other new stuff going on in the world. So it's a good series called The Mandalorian.
Right. Brian, you also wanted to mention RTE's re-showing all three series of Bachelor's Walk again. That's going back a while. Has it aged well?
2000, you know, it'll be interesting to see has it aged well. It was 2001 when it was first broadcast, and I have to say, I didn't watch it the first time round. I only caught bits of it as the years have gone on since then, but 2001, so it's 20 years old almost. So it's the story of three bachelors who live in Bachelor's Walk, played by Don Wycherley and Simon Delaney and Keith McErlane. And it was a huge phenomenon at the time, a huge success for RTE. It's quite funny, and it's an interesting, the different interesting stories about their lives, how their lives interconnect. It was early work by John Carney, and John Carney, of course, who had come from The Frames, he co-wrote it and co-directed the series, and then he's gone on to make Once and Sing Street and be a big-time Hollywood director. So RTÉ are going to reshow. It's been on the player for a while, but they're going to reshow all three series of it. Well worth catching. And for the very reason that you mentioned, it'll be interesting to see, has it aged well? It's nearly 20 years old. So it'll be interesting to see if the problems that they encountered and all the stuff that they were going through are in any way relevant today. But parts of it are very funny, and there's some great performances in it. So it's well worth watching.
Now, Aoife, in keeping with the theme, an oldie but a goodie, ER is now available on RTÉ Player box sets. Would it be fair to describe ER as the original Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty iconic US medical drama. We all remember, those of us who watched it at the time, just being glued to the screen, because the whole series, there was 15 seasons. Like, it introduced us to huge stars like George Clooney. It was created by Michael Crichton, who obviously wrote the book Jurassic Park and is behind all loads of really great meaty stories. And it was basically about the lives of the staff who worked in the fictional County General Hospital, ER, in Chicago. And, you know, it was just such a great example of a brilliant storytelling, great characters. You get so invested in everything that they're doing, and it's heavier than Grey's Anatomy. There's a lot more going on with it, and it covered really, you know, dark subjects as well, and it really kind of, you know, taught a lot of people a lot of medical stuff. I'm sure we all felt like doctors after watching it. But that's on the RTÉ box sets as well, so obviously that's free to access, which is great. So there's 15 seasons of that.
And Brian, there's an RTÉ, another one coming up, a variation on Operation Transformation.
Yeah, people are being very creative, particularly, like, I mean, I'm an independent producer and our industry has been devastated by this because we've all had to stop filming and we can't get out there and make programmes. So the guys behind Operation Transformation have come up with a very novel way of continuing their series. Obviously, with self-isolation and people, you know, having to stay in, they can't do Operation Transformation as it was. So now they're doing a thing called Operation COVID Nation. And it's starting in RTÉ in April, and they're now looking for people to take part in it. So basically, the whole idea is that they're gonna put a fixed rig. A fixed rig is basically a whole set of different cameras in different houses throughout the country, and they're going to watch families as they deal with the whole COVID situation. So they're actually.
There was a lot of objection to the name Operation COVID Nation. I think it's going to be called Operation Keeping Well Apart.
Oh, really? That's much better, because Operation Covenation is a terrible name. You're right. And actually, the whole thing sounds like a brilliant idea, or it could be absolutely awful. So it'll be must-watch television. It'll be the greatest or worst thing RTÉ's ever done.
Well, let's hope it's the greatest. But if it's the worst, it'll probably still be the greatest. Aoife, you're laughing at that. But you're also, you've noticed, Aoife, that, you know, we've talked about gigs and concerts and plays and so forth. None of that is available to us at the moment, except on screen. But you can transport yourself off to see the Met in New York, can't you?
Yeah, what's really great with this is, you know, leaving aside, and which we don't want to leave aside, but the idea is obviously so many people are losing money, they're losing jobs, you know, we all have friends, it might be ourselves, who are losing out on gigs, but at the same time, big companies in particular who have the money behind them are putting their content, you know, online so people can actually stream it live. So if you've ever dreamed of going to see a live opera at the Met in New York, which I know I definitely have, and I've never got to do, then you can actually go and watch a free show. You can watch a stream of a show every night. They started a couple of weeks ago. It's into the third week of it now. You get the full production. They're basically HD filmed versions of the operas that you could usually buy on DVD, or you can access through kind of their paid apps and things like that. So this week they've got a few different ones on. They just finished the Wagner week that they had there, which is probably a little bit dark for these times, but still, they've got some comedy coming up this week with Rossini. You've also got some Verdi, Bellini, and if you go to metopera.org, you'll find a different one every day that you can watch for, I think, 24 hours. And then you also have this access to different articles about them too, so you can kind of learn about what's going on with the different shows as well too. So there's a lot of stuff going on there, and it's, you know, it's entertainment but also educational as well. If you go in at the moment, they do have Wagner's Tannhäuser on. It's nearly 4 hours of opera, so if you really don't have anything to do today and you want to totally escape into some German legends, that's currently on the Met
Opera.
Okay,
last quick word
website.
To you, we'll give it to you, Brian, on what other things you might like to recommend.
Okay, well, very quickly, there's an Irish film called Vivarium, directed by Lorcan Finnegan. Great film. Unfortunately, denied a cinema release, but now available on all digital platforms. And it's very apt in today's, what's happening today. It's about a couple kind of isolated in a home in a very weird neighbourhood. And also on Netflix, coming up in about 3 weeks on Netflix, is Ricky Gervais' second series of Afterlife. The first series was brilliant, quite a bleak tone to it, but it's very funny in places. And that starts on Netflix on April 24th.
Brian Redden and Aoife Barry, thank you both indeed for joining us. We've had a statement from the Department of Justice saying a senior official there has written to all resident managers and staff at direct provision centres to reassure them that their welfare was of paramount importance. They were also informed that steps are being taken to protect the most vulnerable. Along with the steps being taken within existing centres, we will announce a significant number of additional bed spaces in the coming days to better support social distancing measures in those centres. And that is the main news this lunchtime. Sorry, it's not even this lunchtime. That's coming up in an hour. There are now 79 patients who've been admitted to intensive care units due to COVID-19. You can get further news and the latest updates from the News at One in just under an hour from now. That is our lot for today. Thank you for listening. The programme produced by Deirdre Neeline, research Jamie Ryan, broadcast coordinator Geraldine Collins. On sound, Mark McGrath. Over now to Ronan.